8 degrees on Friends Plaza right now, and we'll see intervals of clouds and sunshine today, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. 62 the high. Ed'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers approved a plan last week to restore state budget cuts, but it has yet to arrive on the governor's desk. Sean Crawford explains.
The Senate followed the House's lead and approved taking money from special accounts. The funding is earmarked for areas the governor cut, such as social services, historic preservation, and even state parks. Some sites could close completely without the legislation, and there could be a reduction in state services. But the Senate has delayed advancing the emergency spending measures to the governor. Senate Democrats control that process and have 30 days to move the plan. Republican Senator Larry Bomke of Springfield says it's a stressful time.
Until the governor gets the bills, until he signs them, until he directs the money, there's going to be a bit of uneasiness among a number of individuals.
That includes those who could lose their jobs unless budget cuts are restored. The governor's office has also raised concerns with the measure, which could prevent Rod Blagojevich from signing it into law. The governor has an additional 2 months to act once the legislation finally reaches his desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
The wording of a referendum on Illinois ballots next month is scheduled to be challenged in a Cook County court today. The referendum asks voters if the state should hold a constitutional convention where elected delegates can change the state's constitution. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says the language in the referendum is biased.
I don't think any language should be on the ballot other than whether you're for a constitutional convention or against. A neutral question that the people make their own minds up, vote according to their conscience.
Quinn is upset. The question mentions that voters defeated the measure the last time it was on the ballot. He supports a constitutional convention, but says that doesn't influence his opinion. Meantime, State Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon defends how the referendum is worded. He says the lawyers taking the matter into court are, quote, looking for something to do. The Illinois Attorney General's office is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit aimed at stopping Governor Blagojevich from closing the Pontiac Correctional Center. The lawsuit claims the governor can't use money the General Assembly appropriated for the prison and other facilities. Blagojevich has said closing the prison would save about $4 million a year he could use to help ease a $2 billion budget deficit. The union that represents workers at the prison and local officials filed the lawsuit on September 17th. The motion filed yesterday in Livingston County Circuit Court by the Attorney General argues that the legislature didn't enact restrictions on the money. Leaders in Pontiac believe Blagojevich's plan is politically motivated. 18th District Congressional candidate Aaron Schock says he'll reimburse the city of Peoria for the equipment and personnel used to protect President Bush at a recent fundraiser. Tanya Kuntz has that story.
The Peoria City Council last week received the itemized list of personnel and equipment used to protect the president July 29th while he attended Schock's $500 per person fundraiser. Schock's campaign at first said he'd reimbursed the city of Peoria when Barack Obama reimbursed Springfield for his vice presidential announcement. Now Schock says he'll reimburse the city despite that it has no policy or practice for such reimbursements.
Now, I have not received a bill. And so I've called the mayor and asked him to tally up those amounts. If it's in fact $38,000 and some odd dollars, that's in fact that what we will pay. If it's more than that, if it's less than that, whatever it is, we will reimburse the city.
Schock says he returned to Peoria in the middle of a week-long bus tour of his 20-county district for the announcement. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis says the city appreciates the reimbursement in tough economic times, but he says the city would not bill retroactively for a policy it didn't have at the time of Schock's event. Artis says, sadly, the controversy also diminishes the city's opportunity for future events. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
Meanwhile, the city of Springfield still has to bill Barack Obama's campaign about $50,000 for expenses related to the August rally in which Obama introduced Joe Biden as his running mate. City spokesman Ernie Slotag said yesterday the city didn't bill the Democratic presidential candidate for the February 2007 Springfield rally that launched his campaign. Slotag says the August rally was much larger. Slotag says Springfield Mayor Tim Davlin would like to recover whatever costs he can. Obama's campaign declined to comment. Indiana Secretary of State Todd Rokita met with troops during a trip to observe military voting in Iraq. Rokita visited troops in Baghdad and Balad Air Force Base and observed absentee voting yesterday as part of a group that included elections officials from Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Mississippi. A news release from the Secretary of State's office says the group visited Iraq at the invitation of the Department of Defense, which paid for the trip. Rokita, who recently served as a term as president of the National Association of Secretaries of State, has promoted military and overseas voting. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILA weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35. Jeff Bossert had the tape of this. He used to ride around in his car in high school with that cassette going. In college. Oh, okay. Youngster. And meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather on the first day of Rocktober. Don't worry, we're not going to do this all month, just today. And thanks to Kyle Mabry for coming up with some Pearl Jam. Ed?
Yeah, that's actually after my high school time, by quite a few years.
Oh, I feel pretty old today. That was